generous people and sponsorships make the FFA continue to grow. I'm here with Steve Howell, the Senior Director of Industry Affairs at the Indiana Soybean Alliance and Indiana Corn Marketing Council. Now, Steve, tell me more about your partnership here with National FFA.
Yeah, our farmers in Indiana really support FFA. Many of those farmers are FFA members at one time, and they see the value that that organization brings, not just to rural Indiana, but across the state and even in urban areas. We need the leadership, the work ethic that FFA instills in young people.
What's the value that FFA brings to you and your people that work involving in corn and soybeans?
FFA is the future. We have to have strong leaders in agriculture, not just on the farm, but across the supply chain. The processors, the suppliers that we have, we need those strong leaders in agriculture.
Now, were you an FFA yourself?
Actually, I was not. I was born and raised on a farm, but I was not involved in the program. We had a great program where I did grow up, and admire those that have gone through the program. And I think it's a great organization, and we see the results, not just with our board members, but other leaders. And in agriculture right now, we've accomplished a lot. We're producing more food, more fiber, more fuel than we ever have before. But there's so much more work to do, and we need those blue jackets coming up behind us to do even greater work in the future.
That's what the innovation and creative minds we have here in the FFA organization. Why do you continue to support FFA members and involve in?
Yeah, we just need that leadership and that commitment to agriculture and that work ethic in agriculture. We need to continue to develop that. FFA does that and provides those strong leaders that we need in the future.
That was Steve Howell, Senior Director, Industry Affairs, the Indiana Soybean Alliance, and the Indiana Corn Marketing Council. I'm Michelle Sangler, a National FFA reporter.